It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Thanks for being with us on a Friday. End of the week, Scott. You got to be excited about that, man. Come on.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, whatever. Sure. Come on, NFC, AFC championship games. Yeah. What are you telling me?
It's less games. They need more games.
It is fewer games. I'll tell you. Wild card weekend and divisional round weekends.
Well, the days get longer now and the football games get shorter.
a lot fewer football games. Hey, the Pro Bowl's coming up though, Scott, so there's always that to look forward to.
Yeah, the Pro Bowl, and then you have the All-Star game. Boy, my favorite's right there.
Hey, if Rudy's in there blocking shots in the All-Star game.
I'd rather go to Tom Hackett's new house and help him paint his baby's nursery.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thanks for being with us, Scott, on a Friday. Appreciate you coming in doing work.
Yeah, you know, I'm happy to help you out.
So we've got this fun little game we play right before the weekend, of course, and that is we try to guess and divine what exactly could be happening in the world of sports. It is our weekend What Are the Odds? Let's do it.
What are the odds? You'll know exactly, more or less, what's going to happen, probably. What are the odds?
So you saw, I think it was yesterday.
I'm excited about What Are the Odds.
I know. It was an easy game to play at home.
I like this game.
Play it on the road. If you shout them out. Shout out the answers.
I never lose.
Yeah, because we don't really check up on these.
Yeah, but I always get them right.
Or do you? We don't know.
I don't know. It's 50-50.
So the idea is this. We have a situation or a possibility. Yeah, 0 to 100% chance that that thing's going to happen. We need you forecasting. That's what we're going to do on this. So you could send us your
version.
Can
you backcast, though? You ever backcast?
Look, like I said, you go back and you go, no, I got that right.
Well,
you know what happened in that game? Yeah, they ended up losing. No, I called that.
Yeah. I'm just telling you, most of the time I'm right.
So
You haven't backcasted, though, have you? You don't even know what I'm talking about. We're forecasting, but have you backcast?
I know. That's what I thought you meant. Like, do you go back and go, how'd you do on it?
That's what I was
like,
backcast. When you're fly fishing, you gotta give a backcast.
Yeah. Sometimes is that what they call that, the backcast?
Well, because you're
No, I know, but I'm forward. Saying that they call that the backcast?
Look, if you can backcast good, you can be a good fly fisherman.
Okay.
Just so you know.
People are riveted right now. They love this. So, and I'm loving it. Scott, so here's what we're going to do. First one first. I'll give you a situation. You know, Antonio Brown, yesterday, his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, terminated his relationship with the fiery client, AB, conditionally. He said, get your stuff worked out, and then I'll come back and work for you. Now, this is after Antonio Brown this week had a little dust-up with the Hollywood police, And they previously had a good relationship, but then he had an interaction with the officers. It was not good. He was pretty insulting. They gave back a donation that he gave them. Antonio Brown is an absolute mess. No one denies that he is a really athletic dude and really amazing, you know, and could do a team some service. But he's got some issues right now that go further than that.
Do you know how bad they are?
Why?
If Drew Rosenhaus
stops
being your representative, Drew Rosenhaus would represent Antonio Brown if he was dead.
So
he'd
this
still
is
a, represent him.
So this might be actually like, the canary in the old mineshaft where you
oh
go.
Oh, my goodness.
If Drew Rosenhaus comes out of that mineshaft dead, this is his career. So that's what my question is. What are the odds we see Antonio Brown ever play in the NFL again, like significant actual playing, not just being on a roster and some team giving him a shot and then cutting him. But what are we? What are the odds he actually comes back and makes and starts picking up his career again?
20%.
Why so low?
Oh,
because he's crazy.
Yeah, there's something really serious going on here. I'm just telling you, if Drew Rosenhaus is going to stop his representation, and he's not really, it's conditional, right?
Right. So yeah, I think that if something pops up, he's going to show up. I mean, he's the equivalent of Lionel Hutz. Remember him from The Simpsons, the lawyer who just shows it. He's the ambulance chaser.
Right.
But Drew Rosenhaus is the ambulance chaser.
No scruples.
Right.
Yeah.
So all right. So there you go.
What is a scruple, by the way?
It's
some character, right? It's like value. It's something.
Right. Yeah.
Scruples. Sure. Isn't that like a monetary thing somewhere? No, those are rubles.
Those are rubles.
Rubles.
Scruples are not rubles, okay? Next up on what are the odds here, Scott? Here we go. What are the odds the Jazz actually end up at some point the number one seed in the West? Even if it's for a hot minute. I mean they're behind the Lakers. The Lakers keep winning. So 6%. Because their schedule keeps getting hard. It's gonna get harder in the coming weeks.
It's not the Lakers. It's the other teams behind them. It's the Jazz. There's a lot of really good teams in the West.
Yeah,
and I would be surprised if it's kind of like playing in when I was in the NFL in the black and blue division. It's like we had a lot of really good teams. Two times in the 5 years I was there, four teams from our division made the playoffs.
Whoa.
Yeah. So a lot of good teams. So you beat up on
each
other.
Aren't there only four teams in the division?
Right.
Okay.
No, there's five.
Oh, okay.
There's Detroit, Chicago, Green Bay, Minnesota, and Tampa.
Oh, Tampa was in it. I was like, what are you talking about? Because currently Because currently it's just the four.
It's different. It was different then.
Right. Okay.
So the West is loaded, and so it'll be harder. It'll be harder for the Jazz to really, separate themselves. I think it's going to be clustered together.
6% chance.
I think
just
it's really
a share
low.
Of the number one seed in the West at some point. I'm gonna say it's a 10% chance, and also with a conditional. Who cares? Like honestly, if you're the number one seed in the West, it doesn't mean anything. It does mean that you're winning, but the reality is that if they're the two seed and they're right behind the Lakers at the end of the season, it just depends on who's hot.
You know what might be interesting in the NBA this year, especially in the West, is that you're going to get a lot of good playoff series.
Yeah, sure.
You know, you're not going to get one, okay, let's just get through this. This is a formality kind of thing. I think you're going to get some really competitive, almost like the NFL, where there's maybe the word parity a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe that's going on.
Yeah.
And that could be good for the fans.
So, Nate Burleson gave his predictions on. he's a commentator.
Is he an agent?
No, he's a commentator for the.
Does he have scruples?
Former player, yes. He's got many. Scruples.
I know who Nate Burleson is.
I know. Nate Burleson says. Burleson says for CBS this week or the NFL network, whichever one he works for. He came out and said that Ryan Tannehill will throw for more touchdowns than Patrick Mahomes. Now, I will say this. For Ryan Tannehill threw two touchdowns, but on 86 yards passing last weekend. Like, he'll throw very efficiently, but the Titans are going to run the ball 39 to 47 times.
What's Nate Burleson's reasoning
What's
for
the
this?
Reason? I'm not.
That's just, the dumbest reason.
He just
I've
says
ever
they're
going to
have
world.
More, and I think it's because he's saying that the defense is going to. It's more about the defense shutting down the Chiefs more than it is Ryan Tannehill having a day. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Ryan Tannehill throwing for two or three touchdowns, and Patrick Mahomes throwing for one or two.
Ryan Tannehill throws for more touchdowns than Patrick Mahomes. What are the odds of that?
Yes,
0%. 0%.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
I agree.
That's crazy talk.
But again. 88 yards, two touchdowns. If he throws for 250 yards, he'll have 20 touchdowns. It's kind of the Clippies out
so
there.
So I'll say some outrageous things from time to time.
That's a dumb one.
But that's not even outrageous. that just goes right.
I'm not considering it. We're not considering it.
I mean, that's silly.
All right. So
silly talk.
What are the odds that after the whole thing this week with Odell Beckham Jr. Slapping a cop on the tush at the Superdome, having a warrant out for his arrest – what are the odds that LSU actually gets punished by the NCAA for the handing out of money at the national championship game by OBJ?
I'm going to say 100%.
Did they get punished?
Yes.
To some degree.
Look,
something, right?
You can't buy an athlete a sandwich. You can't give him a ride.
Right.
I mean, and to give them, I mean, to blatantly give them money in front of everyone on national television, and no one's going to say anything about this. Like, nothing is going
to
happen.
They're going to the draft.
Are you kidding me? I don't care if they're going to the draft or not.
So what's the thing? What do you do? What do you do? How do you punish them?
They'll have something.
They'll have take away a couple draft picks.
I mean, I don't.
I don't know what they're.
Ed Orgeron, maybe he doesn't get a ham sandwich after the game. I don't know.
I've said this before. LSU will actually get punished by BYU having to give up some wins on basketball. BYU has to vacate wins because of what LSU did. All right. Well, that's just about it.
Yeah, do you feel that way? Like BYU is kind of the whipping child for the NCAA?
No. It's not. In this sense, it's not BYU. I think that the NCAA. Actually, what the real problem is that the NCAA looks for programs and just goes, like, they self-reported. BYU self-reported. Schools don't self-report that often. And if they do, they kind of get the benefit of the doubt because they say, hey, we found this out and we wanted to tell you about it. But the NCAA has to show up and look big sometimes. This was them trying to be big, you know, like, oh, we're gonna make an example out of you. But they won't make an example out of the people that make the big money for them. I'm convinced of it. But they'll have to do something with LSU because it's out there. So, all right, we'll come back. We've got a two-minute drill, our weekend version of the two-minute drill right around the corner. You don't want to miss it. KSL's Unrivaled continues on KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.